Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. So, listener lives way out in rural area, feels a little uncomfortable driving in inclement weather like snow, but her boss says leaving early could jeopardize her chances at a promotion. That's the gist. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Kelly, break it down for us.
So she starts off by saying, what's everyone's thoughts on snow days?
Love them.
Not comfortable
okay.
driving in ice and snow, nor is my sports car.
Okay.
Crying, laughing. Told my manager 2 days prior to the day of the snow and ice that I wasn't comfortable driving in that type of weather, and if it got bad, I was going to be clocking out early and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I also reminded my boss the next day and the morning of the snow. The boss apparently thought I was not serious because when my husband texted me that the roads were starting to get bad, I told the boss I'd finished my work for the day and I was leaving. I was told that our company said we could leave in a few hours and leave one at a time every hour based on who lives the furthest away. I challenged my boss on that because while one person lives further than me, they have a straight shot. I do not. Mm-hmm. I live outside of the city in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
To which I was told that if I left before I was allowed to leave, I'd get a point and it would jeopardize my shot to be the office coordinator because I wasn't being a team player.
Okay, I guess I don't know what that means. I guess it's like a strike or something. Yeah, maybe like a strike. Okay, gotcha.
She's like, it's not like I was refusing to work. I felt unsafe driving. I told my boss I'd take a point and I left. I've worked for the same company for over 15 years, been at my current office for 8 years. My boss has been there less than a year. Not that I should get special treatment because of that, but at the end of the day, my company isn't going to waste time replacing me if I die in an accident. I'm pretty frustrated that I feel my boss threatened me with something like that.
Mm.
I could understand if I had an attendance problem or being late problem. I've had neither in all my years. Not sure how to handle this. And with winter kind of, you know, in the thick of it, this could be an issue. So
wow.
Thoughts?
Okay. I don't.
By the way, she said my company did shut down 1 hour after I left and remained closed all weekend.
Okay. I mean, it sounds like your boss is trying to like do boss things and uphold the policy, the company policy. Is that like it? Is that what it sounds like? I don't know.
I don't know if that's like written out. I don't know of a lot of like snow policies that are written out for companies. You're a boss. I mean, how would you handle this?
Well, here, our industry is way different because we have to be a part of like, you know, broadcasting is a thing that we got to do, you know? And so, when there have been snow events and weather events, you know, we have made provisions and said, hey, all right, make sure that you have a ride to the radio station or you have a 4x4 truck or people can pick you up or whatever. But like we have provisions for getting, you know, personalities to the radio station and home because we kind of gotta be here.
Right.
So now, I don't know.
There was a time way back in the day, I woke up and a plow had created a mountain at the end of my driveway and I couldn't get my car out. So I had to send an SOS and be like, hey, can someone grab a station truck and come get me?
Yeah. So, I mean, we have kind of our own sort of system, and I think media does in general, but so this is where I'm going to need like other people who,
Office people.
Yeah, I guess to chime in and I'm thinking, you know, even in the medical community, it's like medical community doesn't shut down. You know, it's like the hospital just doesn't close. So
Jessica said that on Facebook, just depends on what type of job. As a nurse, if I don't go in, then there will be no one to take care of the patients.
Yeah, exactly. So
get you a 4-wheel drive or move somewhere that it doesn't snow. But in all seriousness, seems like the snow was getting bad. Sounds like they needed to shut down. Was he that way toward the other employees? Take it to HR.
All right. Well, these are all good points. Let us know what you think. 502-571-9970 group therapy. So when you are thinking about your safety and you're at work and you want to leave early and the boss says, well, you can, but you're going to take a strike if you do. And that could affect a potential promotion for you in the future. Like, how do you approach that? That's kind of group therapy and what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, Megan texted in. She actually was in this same situation. She said it happened to be 10 years ago. I stayed. I hit black ice and wrecked.
Mm.
So there's always that. Terry said, when you run a business, you depend on your employees. Sounds like she needs to think about a different car if she really needs that job.
Yeah, like I don't know. Part of me is not being very compassionate to her complaint. Like, I feel like, you know, if roads get bad, you drive slower, you do, you know, you take pathways that are, you know, less treacherous. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. So that's why maybe I'm not a great person to ask about this.
Well, Jennifer said, you know, that boss should be fired for putting policy over safety. HR should be notified that her boss threatened her. She says, I'm a boss too, and I drive a sports car, so I understand.
Yeah. All right.
And I, you know what? I live out in Shelby County now, and there is not really a super direct way to get back to my house. And when it gets crazy, there's a lot of roads that are really dangerous to try to travel out here. So I completely understand where she's coming from now.
Yeah, and that's why one of the things we always say is, hey, give yourself extra time and use. Yeah,
but there is also, like, there's some hills, and if you get stopped, you can't get going again.
Yeah.
It hurts, and it doesn't take much of an incline.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what are we saying here? Because I don't know if I'm saying what she wants to hear. So let's figure out what she should say.
And I think, unfortunately, I don't know if there is anything she can do if this guy's in charge and that's his policy, unless there is like a bigger HR director that she can go to and say, listen, this is an issue, and just present her case the way she presented it to us and see what they say.
Well, and I would definitely, if she gets denied a promotion because of that strike, then I think then there's some cause for, all right.
Right.
Well,
that's the only flaw on her record.
Right. Exactly.
And it's not because of performance.
Right. Right. Then,
and it sounds like she got everything done. So she didn't leave work undone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, if you, so did we come to a conclusion?
I think we go to HR if there is an HR. But if there's not, if the boss is the HR, then I don't know if there's anything she can do about it.
Okay. All right. Well, if you think we missed the mark, you can always chime in on the thread at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, keep us posted on what happens. And hopefully, you know, you're not denied a promotion in the future and you're able to figure this all out. So hopefully it helped. That is Group Therapy on 99.7 DJF.